a track from it called Not a Hole. And at the start of the set was Stationary Suns from Melbourne, Australia, doing, you won't remember this, from their only release, a 7-inch that came out on Identical Records in 2016. And now we're gonna hear the Serbian band Boje. This is a song called Mikrosvet. This was from an early to mid 80s demo before they got a little more slick and new wave.
Thank you. attention. Booby traps to the booby hatch. It feels like I just buried a hatchet.
Is a very cult Welsh art punk band called Violin Sect, doing Rivals, originally the B-side to a one-off single that they did in 1981. And the label Minimum Table Stacks just put out a 12-inch this year with the songs from that single and then two unreleased tracks. Quite good if you're into UK DIY aesthetic stuff. Before that was another 2010s era release that's sort of fallen through the cracks since it came out. We heard Silver Fox doing Do One from their self-titled LP on Upset the Rhythm, which came out in 2013. And before Silver Fox, we heard the French band Massoc doing Barcelona from their self-titled 12-inch from 1984. And at the start of the set was Boya and Mikrosvet from a demo from about 83 or 84. And now some Japanese no wave from non-band. There's an archival 7-inch and magazine that just came out with two unreleased non-band songs that are both amazing, and we're gonna hear one of them. It's called Silence High Speed. Thank you. Heard some very anglophilic post-punk from Columbus, Ohio's Razor Penguins. That was Paris from a 1981 7-inch. And before the Razor Penguins, we heard some French post-punk from Drusilla doing a song called Fable Infidel from a 1985 single. Prior to that, Thursdays and Perfection from the Fast Product Earcom 2 comp. And at the start of the set, some very wild Japanese no wave from Non Band, That track was Silence High Speed, recorded in 1981, but unreleased until this year. And you can find that on a new archival 7-inch from Tall Records. I'm going to play one more song to wrap things up, but before I get to that, I'd like to remind everybody that you can listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. You can contact us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you have any music that you'd like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, maximumrockandroll.com, please send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only and cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. And speaking of record reviews, we are also looking for new record reviewers. So if you have strong opinions about punk and punk-adjacent music and you're good with deadlines, drop us a line at reviews@maximumrockandroll.com for more information. If you'd like to donate to help support what we're doing, because we're entirely volunteer run, you can send us some money at maximumrockandroll.com/donate. You can find us on Twitter at MRRradio. Please subscribe and rate us wherever you find podcasts. And Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Brandy with support from Paul. My name is Erica Elizabeth. I'm going to leave y'all with Voice of the Puppets, some really brilliant, shambling UK DIY. This was originally from 1980 and got a reissue back in 2010 from Sing Sing Records. We're going to hear the B-side, which is called You're All I Wanted and a Car. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
You're listening to